I'm going to change a little bit today. Up until this point, we have been focusing on what everything stores and how everything gets their meaning. And today, we're going to look at how everything stores. And last few years, we found out one of my favorite names to my kids, and so I spent more time to tell a joke or hear a joke than just to try to analyze a joke.
I think we'll quickly make a quick little cut here where we want to
Well, I just don't, I'm sure it wasn't true. It must be a good place for that. Doesn't mean it's untrue. That's not what we're in the story, not our historical. On the other hand, is it right to teach history? And the answer there is, I don't know. Not necessarily, but we don't teach history. We've been on the story, we're not going to leave that detail, it would be important to the story. These are details that would be important to a story. Number two, often ignores chronology in favor of a plot line. We've looked at some of these before. We looked at Genesis 10 and 11, and Daniel 2 and 7 as well. You guys know what Genesis 10 and 11 are about, don't you? Chapter 10 is. Chapter 11 is there. Yeah, so given that you know the GLS comes first and then the chapter 11, look at this. Genesis chapter 10 says, the truth is that all things are better than Mash. Something goes to the name Mash. They have to go out of their life, but look at this. you took a look at the change on that. Do you know something about changing? Because not changing about thousands on days and about thousands on days, you recognize it's really kind of out of chronological order. You were running about what happened in, if you, in the book of Acts, you learned about somebody 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and it's just around, like, you say, whoa, he's not just trying to tell the chronology, he's trying to group them in some sort of thematic order. But up here, but we're not going to have to look at it now, we get there in the world. We realize that what Daniel is doing is putting this thematic portion together and the Hebrew portion together. And I'm not going to go into that. That's really key. That's very important what's going on in the book of Daniel. And it's clear that structure has broken in the Bible, the book up. It's an introduction, chapter 6, 7, for pilgrims and unbelievers, and it's a video. We'll talk about that a little bit. And we have talked about this in the book of Daniel. Jesus has written in the book of Genesis. Picture of it. It's a great picture. The main part is what we learn about in Genesis chapter 2. So when you study Genesis chapter 3 from the 50, you're going to understand all that and learn about it in Genesis chapter 2. Alright. We saw the question we wrote about the projects, we wrote the book up in the three sections. Is not the introduction to self sight, and then that something in the middle of the business to show a downward mirror where we finish down with the Satan. And then finally, we've got the conclusion of the two stories, the perfect stories, the devil and the devil with power. I was stopped, you looked at it, okay, you understand why we've been there. Now, here's the big part I want you to know. Another is captions. Now, I have been demonstrating this to you, but I have used this word before. And I just want to make it really, really clear to make sure that you're with me. Because this is the most important part about understanding stories. Let's show you two really, really good cartoons, okay? And have a little bit, and really try to do it, and pretty good, okay. I want to show you a couple of things that we talked about. So, okay, go ahead, still on the panel, we're going to read this one. And then tell me how you like this platform, okay? I love that. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Tom. Did I get it? And the difference is that this one has the same story, but we don't need to talk from this one, however, pretty dumb. There's nothing in it unless you see the caption, right? You don't have the caption to make sense of the picture. And when it comes to stories in the original caption, what I want you to know, the biggest idea is this, that God does not expect you to write captions by yourself. And when we go to the lesson, we go to the story, and say, oh, I know what this means. And this is what people used to do. Because this part of it begins to work together and say, okay, let's see the answer to this is. And when we go to the story, don't laugh, right? The story is too little. Don't hurt your brother. And God says, well, that's not the point at all. Let me give you a caption. The caption, if God wants to look at your caption, and you can only do it to make sure that they're doing no matter what, that's the story. That's what it means. And you can't give it a story or the picture apart from the caption. Right? You with me on this one? This is the fundamental part, I think, of what we did here. So, let's go back and explain a little bit more. First, we're going to tell you the different statements. The work of the world that we look at in Genesis chapter 2, and it's the one we're going to tell you about, as we said before. It's not just about because you're going to do it is that what we've got here, that conflict between orange and blue, is going to happen, and here you see it happen already. Same thing in Balaam and curse number 4. Do you remember Balaam and curse number 4? That's the way. Get to it again in a second.
And if you can solve the problem,